This is Harriet Pink on The Morning After. It is not The Morning After. Maybe it is. I don't know what you do during the week, but it's the morning show right now. And we're doing a very special interview with Caitlin and Lori Shook of the Shook Twins. And they have their annual Giving Thanks show coming up on Saturday, the 20th. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to hear you.
Oh, nice to hear you too.
Oh, so you do this show every year. This one's a little different though. Tell me a little bit about this one.
Well, we're doing it a weekend earlier because we normally do it the Saturday after Thanksgiving, but this time we did it the weekend before Thanksgiving, mostly so that people can get a negative test if they need to.
Okay.
And and it's a little different because it's going to be majority of our set is going to be a trio with us and Nico, which we haven't done in Sanford yet.
Yeah,
I'm stoked. And also different because we're featuring our local besties, Little Wolf, their band, Josh Hedlund and Justin Landis. And they are premiering their music video, which stars twin here, sis, Caitlin.
How exciting.
My acting debut.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's talk a little bit more about that. First, you guys typically do this show as like a collaborative group show. So you're doing it more in the traditional sense where there's an opening band and then your band will play, correct?
Yeah, I guess that is different. We've done it. We've had a couple years where we did it just like this normal.
It's never normal though. This show.
It's not normal. We try to make each one their own.
Yes.
That's excellent. I like that because I go every year and it's fun to see one sort of your progress as a band, your evolution, if you will, but then also just all the different players that you get. Little Wolf, we should mention, is a local band with Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund are the two players in that band. They've played a little bit around town, maybe not so much in the last couple of years, but recently they've picked up a bit and they came out with a new song called Crickets. My brother, Willie Witty, heard it when they released it online and was inspired to make a sort of art house, low budget music video for it. And we got Caitlin and Kyle, formerly of the Shook Twins, to star in it, which was very lucky. We had a few people tentatively wanting to star in it. But Caitlin and Kyle ultimately became the correct choice, I feel.
Well, thank you.
Caitlin, tell us a little bit about your experience filming this music video.
Yeah, it was rad. It was, we've done music videos as Shook Twins before, and two of them actually, we collaborated with Willie Witty. He did like effects and some editings on a
Stay
couple.
Wild and Call Me Out.
Yeah. But I've never worked with him from start to finish, like as a director and on set, you know, acting with him. And it was incredible. He is super pro. His job is in TV. He is one of the producers, right? For this show called Live. What's it called?
He is the creative director of Road Trip Nation.
There you go. So he's got some skills under his belt, and you could tell. Right from the get-go, he came to our house with storyboards and like themes and examples. And it was just like so clear in his, he portrayed what he was looking for so clearly to us that it was like super easy to achieve the day of shooting. And actually we did 3 days of shooting over a weekend in the beginning of October. And it was just really, really cool. It's an eerie, pretty dark video. So it was kind of, and we were just playing the song Crickets over and over and over again. And it just was, gave us this dark, moody vibe. And it was pretty easy to achieve what we were all going for, what Willie was going for anyway. But
one morning that we shot at the house that's featured in the video, we got there and there was fog burning off the lake as we arrived. It couldn't have been more magical. But then we kept getting these really nice sunny days. Mm-hmm. Ended up capturing the mood, but it was raining up until we started filming, and then it was like, oh no, the sun's gonna come out.
Yeah, so it was a little too bright, but Willie actually edited in some dark, moody, crazy, creepy skies. He has so many tricks.
It's really cool.
It's such a delight.
And I think he made the band themselves look incredible. Just the way he captured the actual musicians was very good, I felt.
Yeah, yeah. Dark silhouettes around a fire. And we're all so proud of Kyle because he was the MVP. He got a wetsuit and was in the lake in October for an hour. Yeah, it was amazing.
They had to find a rock because he's in a wetsuit. So they had to find a rock to put on his chest to hold him underwater long enough.
It was like a 50-pound rock.
Oh,
it was,
my God. It was Kyle, what a badass. I guess that's what it takes when you do a music video when we're involved. We asked Nico and our bandmates to sit in the Great Salt Lake while we did our video, Call Me Out with Willie. And it was like, had just millions of brine shrimp just going up into crevices. Just like, so salty and so steamy. They were like playing drums on the water and splashing themselves, and we're just like, sorry guys.
Oh my gosh.
Also troopers. Amazing bandmates that are willing to do art with us. Art underwater. Yes. Apparently. Yeah.
And again, in that video too, the end result ended up being worthwhile, you know. I think that this video, totally. It worked out really nicely that you guys, your show this year is on Willie's birthday. And then two, that we hadn't figured out when and how to premiere the video. Caitlin had the idea of throwing a premiere party, and then it sort of just got tied into this show. It's logical. Little Wolf is playing with you. So I feel like this is the right situation.
Yeah, really,
and we have
came
a
together.
Legit projector and screen. Yeah. It's going to be a music video on the big screen.
All right.
That's exciting. And actually, that leads me to a very good question. There's a new crew at the Panada. How has it been as like the first major event happening there since the new executive director? And what is the other guy, Josh?
Josh, he's the technical director.
Technical director. How has it been working with them?
Awesome. They're super professional, and it's like night and day from the past years. And it's just been really, really enjoyable. They're so responsive, so communicative, and just really good at their jobs. I'm super impressed, and we're very happy. Yeah,
that's awesome. Excellent. I'm very excited to hear that. Speaking of, this is the first major event. You guys are capable of going full capacity for this show. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like now in this COVID age.
Yeah, since we did want to go full capacity, 500 sellable tickets or 450 or something, we were in agreement with the Panada that we would implement some extra COVID protocols since we are in crisis care mode in this community, and cases are still spiking. Yeah. So it's just been a protocol that's been in place for all the shows that we're playing right now that has mostly been in, you know, Seattle and Portland and stuff. And it's come commonplace at every venue in those cities that just a proof of vaccination or a negative COVID test.
Yeah.
Just helps with peace of mind. It takes the numbers down. It's not foolproof. We know that. Mm-hmm. It's just another step to take to just be respectful of our community's lives and wellness, and for the frontline workers at the hospital that are just overloaded right now. It's just something we had to do it. Yeah. It didn't feel good if we, you know, gathering people at this time is not safe still. So
yeah, 500 people indoors is just too scary for us. So it's just one way to feel a little safer.
Yeah. And hopefully for the audience too. And if that's not good, if people don't want to do it, then that's fine. Don't come.
Exactly. How are there still tickets available?
Yes. On panada.org, this year is a little different too. We're streamlining the ticket situation. Mm. And instead of having different physical outlets for tickets, we're just doing it all online before the day of show. And then if there's still some available, you can get them right before the show. Upon entry.
Oh, at the ticket booth, if you will.
At the Will Call booth.
In the lobby of the Panada, right on First Avenue and Main Street in downtown Sandpoint.
Exactly. That's where it is.
Excellent. I'm really excited about this show. Are there new songs? Are you guys doing music off of your latest album? What have you worked out a set list yet? Have you practiced as a band?
We're about to actually after this book. I've been in Portland. It'll be new. We're going to play one new song, right?
Two new songs that aren't recorded, and a lot of other very new songs. three quarters, I'd say three quarters of our set will just be us and Nico. And it's a cool arrangement. We like doing that. We've been doing that a lot more lately, especially over COVID, just to do smaller shows and whatnot.
But it's when we open up for people, when we went on tour with Gregory Allen Isakoff and the Wood Brothers, this was our our show, we're kind of combining, you know, taking songs from that and the way we played as a trio. Nico's mostly on bass because he's usually our mandolin slash electric guitar player, but he plays bass when we're a trio, and he plays the bass like an electric guitar, like a lead guitarist kind of. So it's like he's very percussive and very like just funky mm-hmm. and just super groovy and in the pocket, and he just fills out so much more of our sound, you know. Like it's so fun. I really love playing as a trio. It's really fun. I do more looping, I do some more percussion, and I'm gonna play some electronic drums and beatboxing. Lori, yeah.
That's Lori that beatboxes and percusses. Yes.
I percuss.
If you don't know.
Yeah, so it's gonna be unique in that way, playing some songs that people have already heard from our newest or latest record, Some Good Lives, a lot mm-hmm. of songs off of that, just in a new form.
Mm-hmm. And nice. And then the last quarter of our set, we'll have Justin Landis and join us on drums, and Kyle Volkman will join us on bass, like the good old days.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have some dancey, yeah, some dancey times,
full band dancey times as well.
Good, good. People love dancing at your shows. Mm-hmm. I was just playing on my show on Sunday. I played the song that Nico wrote on Some Good Lives. It's one of my favorite ones off that album. And I boasted that
it's Talkie
Walkie. Yes, Talkie Walkie. It's an excellent song live. It's one of my favorite ones to dance to. I really like it.
Thanks, Brent.
I don't know if that's on the set list now.
Right? Well, that's fine. Please make you play it for me when we get home.
Okay.
Not that we've ever met or...
Oh, yeah. What? Who are you?
Oh, excellent. Well, I'm really excited about the show. And I feel like just being back in the theater to see a live show. I've been to a couple of other theaters doing big shows with the COVID protocols. It's really not a big deal. It just makes it peace of mind. But I'm excited to be back in the Panada and see a show again. I think this will be a big milestone for our community.
Yeah.
Getting back at things. Is this going to be a fundraiser? Are you going to do a percentage of your proceeds back to the Panada again?
In the past couple of years, we've been just passing a hat around. Mm. I think we'll probably do something like that this year. We have some commemorative posters that Dan Hall printed up for us and mounted on these foam backing. They're really beautiful. The picture was taken by a local gal, Rachel Baker. And so we'll have some signed posters like that, and all the proceeds from those will go to the Panada, and we'll pass the bucket if anybody's feeling extra generous. And we'll just see how the night goes.
Excellent. I love everything about that. For everyone listening out there, tell Zan how you buy tickets, how much they are, and time and date and all that. Just let's review it.
Review
from the top. It's November 20th, Saturday at the Panada Theater,
Sandpoint, Idaho,
with Shook Twins and Little Wolf, and
premiering Little Wolf's new music video for Crickets.
Excellent. Yes, starring Caitlin and Kyle.
Starts doors at 6:30. Show at 7:30.
Okay.
Tickets can be bought at panada.org for $25.
Nailed it. Excellent. You nailed that. I'm assuming, as usual, there will be concessions and beer and wine available in the Panada lobby.
Yes.
Excellent. And I think that about wraps it up, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to get out there.
Well, I do have we are going to have a table out in that lobby. I forgot Luke Mayville and his crew. Let me just read what this is here. A table to collect signatures for the Quality Education Act in Idaho, an initiative that would increase K-12 education funding, including art, drama, and music, which we happen to like. So
don't know that I would have graduated any kind of school if there wasn't for art, drama, or music available.
Exactly. Yeah. So, there's going to be a table for signatures to support that in the lobby as well.
Excellent. I love it. Thanks for joining me, you guys.
Yeah.
Thank you,
Harriet.
I can't wait for Saturday to see you guys live at the Panada.
Been too long.
It has.